It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
So you think you got what it takes, right? Here's my advice for all new entrepreneurs or people that are thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, or maybe you're already in the game and you're just trying to figure it out and what's the difference between you and the struggle versus the person that's next to you that doesn't appear to be struggling. You know, I was asked this morning, what's the best advice I can give a brand new entrepreneur when they're starting off? And I think I would really kind of boil it down to a handful of things. You know, you got to get yourself in a place to where you understand what's holding you back and what will allow you to move forward. And so I would tell you that probably the single biggest thing you've got to learn, well, one of the biggest things you've got to learn. Let's just start at the top. You have to stop trying to please everyone, right? As you're starting off, you're sitting here thinking, I wonder what that person thinks, or you're comparing yourself to the success or perception of success of somebody else, or I wonder what they think, or this person, I just went to this training and this person thinks I'm a moron for doing it, or my mom or dad thinks I'm crazy for trying to sign up for these classes and learn more. And this seems like, you know, a lot of people are telling me that this is just going to be another scam or this or whatever. Here's the bottom line. Nobody gives a shit. It's that simple. If you have what it takes, then you're going to figure out how to get there. What needs to be driving you is your passion. What needs to be driving you is that burning desire that you have inside of you to get to the next level, to achieve things that you, quite frankly, you are completely delusional about achieving, right? In order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to be delusional. You have to believe that the world is going to change because you're in it. If you don't, then you're not going to be successful. Because it's that delusion, it's that perception that you can achieve anything, that you're willing to go the distance, you're willing to do anything. It's that that drives you. It's that that will drive you to the point where you're like, I don't care what anybody else thinks. So as long as you're trapped worrying about what everybody else thinks, then you're not really passionate about being successful or creating this amazing life that you want to have or whatever it is you're setting out to do. So number one, stop giving a damn about what anybody else thinks. In fact, I would go even further. Stop listening to broke ass people, right? There are a ton of people out there that don't know anything about what it takes to achieve great stuff, but they all want to get up in your face and wag their finger in your face and sit you down and intervene and tell you what you can or can't do, or they've all got a freaking opinion, but none of them have ever achieved anything. Listen, if they haven't accomplished what you want to accomplish in your life, right? If you can't look at that individual sitting across from you and say, man, I want to be like that person, then you absolutely have to take anything they say to you and discount it substantially, or even go much further, which I would highly suggest you do, and stop listening to those people altogether. Get them out of your life. Root them out. Pull them up like a weed. Pull them up by the roots. Get them out of your way. You cannot be around that negativity. You cannot be around people that are trying to hold you back. Stop listening to broke ass people. Stop trying to please everybody. You do you. You do what you're passionate about. You have that burning thing inside of you and you need to follow through with it. You need to listen to it. You need to tap into it. It needs to be emotional. It needs to keep you up at night. It needs to drive you like you can't even possibly imagine. People need to look at you like you're batshit crazy. That's okay. You know who won't look at you like you're crazy? Is other entrepreneurs. Other entrepreneurs know exactly what that feels like. And they will admire you for it, and they will support you, and they'll push you up, and they will absolutely surround you and do what it takes to get you and elevate you to the next level if you will just seek them out. While you keep playing small ball and hang around people that are broke or broken, you're just limiting what you're going to be able to do. The second thing I would tell you that you have to do as you're contemplating, do I really have this? Can I really do this? Do I really have what it takes? It's hold yourself accountable, right? Stop playing the victim and start playing the victor. Stop blaming other people. Be the hero of your own life story. Step up. Don't be a pussy. Just step up and own it. I'm in. Full committal. I can do this. You speak your future. You will be held accountable for your words and your actions. Each and every one of them. Every single day will define you. period. And you're willing to do that. You're willing to be defined by every single day. You want the spotlight. You want the hard knocks. You want the brain damage that goes around with trying to get through this, the punishment, the aggravation. That's what you have to want. When you watch these athletes, whether it's on the Olympics or, you know, even on like the CrossFit games or any of these things where you watch these athletes go to great lengths, any professional athlete, they go to great lengths to become the very, very best. I mean, they're working out hours upon hours, days upon days, weeks upon weeks, years to just perfect their craft, right? It's just grueling what they're doing to their mind and their body in the pursuit of perfection. That's how greatness happens. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com. You speak your future. If you believe you have greatness in you, then keep telling yourself that every day. Stop using words like, I can't do this, or I don't know how, or whatever. Or, you know, it's not for me, or, you know, I'm pretty weak in this area. Stop talking like that. Because here's the one thing I can absolutely tell you. If there's one person that's always listening, and that's you. It's that simple. You know, if you're not going to be held accountable to a higher standard about just the simple language you use that you're listening to every single day, then how the hell can you possibly expect to achieve anything great in your life? Step up, right? Stop playing the victim. Stop being lazy with your words. Stop being cavalier with your actions. Move with intention each and every day. Stand up and say, yeah, you know what? Hell yeah, I'll be held accountable. I'm good enough. Instead of saying I can't, just say I choose not to. At least then it sounds like you have power. At least then your mind hears you making a decision that I choose to do something or not do something versus I just don't have the will. It's just not in me. That self-limiting, I can't bullshit that people tell themselves. That's just a crutch. That's what broke people do to themselves. That's how they stay broken. That's how they wrap that warm blanket of mediocrity around them and stay confined into their, you know, own pathetic situation is because they can't bring themselves to pushing out and breaking free and believing that they can actually do something. It's just easier to tell themselves that they can't. There are plenty of victims in the world. There are plenty of people out there that are actually less fortunate. There are plenty of people that have been born into poverty, and for them to get over, you know, to the next level is insurmountable, right? So let those people actually be the victim. Let those people play that role. For many of you, you choose to play the role, and you know who I'm talking to. There are plenty of victims in the world, and most of us are not that. It's just easier to play that role than it is to actually step up and be accountable. To say, you know what? No, the government's not going to take care of me. No, my mom and dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, nobody's going to take care of me. I need to do this. I want it. Put it on me. Put me in the game, coach. Let me go do it. Speak in the affirmative. You speak your future one way or the other. The words that come out of your mouth are very, very powerful. They control your actions, and your actions help to form your beliefs. Your beliefs help to form what you actually think you have the potential to do. And when you believe you have the potential to do great things, guess what will begin to take? Big, massive actions. If you take big, massive actions, guess kind of what kind of results you'll start to get? Big and massive. You don't believe you can do anything, and you keep telling yourself you can't, and you don't think there's any potential, well, then the actions you'll take to it are like a wimp. And so when you don't get the results, you get to be right. You get to sit around and say, see, told you so. The world just isn't in my corner. Either way, you get to win. You get to be right. You can be right that you had the potential, or you can be right that you didn't. But you decide. You speak your future. Hold yourself accountable each and every day. If you think you got what it takes, then step up and do it. This is the school of hard knocks, right? This is the real world. This isn't practice. There are no do-overs. You don't get the, you know, no mulligans. You're in the game right now, right? You need to step up and act like it each and every day. The last thing I can tell you in order to be really good at this game of becoming an entrepreneur is get prepared for failure. You know, get prepared to get, you know, whatever the world's going to dish you. Most people completely underestimate what they can actually do in a year or in 5 years or in 25 years. And they completely overestimate what they can do in 30 days. And so most people set themselves up for failure. If I don't achieve this in 30, 60, 90, 180 days, well, then this whole thing was a failure. And it's such a bullshit way to start a business. It's such a bullshit way to start anything. If you really are truly passionate about business, the way you start it is, failure is not an option. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I don't care. I don't care if it takes a year. I don't care if it takes 2 years. I don't care whatever. I don't care if I have to work three jobs while I'm getting this business off the ground. I'll do whatever it freaking takes. I'm passionate about it. And so my first thing is, if you're not passionate and if you're not driven, then none of the other things fall into place, as you can now see why that's so, so powerful, right? You've got to be really, really passionate about what you're doing. If you're just chasing money, I can tell you firsthand, money runs. When you chase money, money runs. On the contrary, and when you chase your passion, money has a way of finding you. Money will manifest itself around you. The right people, the right opportunities will start to come around because people love and are attracted to people that are following their passion and they're going for it and they're building something that matters to them for all the right reasons. People love it. We all want to belong to something. So having your passion, you know, right there is really, really, really powerful. All right, till next time. See you soon.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.